can't tell if this bra shrunk or if my tits are getting bigger. Oh, there we go. Sports bra on and ready for my jog. Damn, what the hell are those boys up to now? I better go check on them. It sounds like they're fighting again. You would think a couple of teenage boys would be more mature. I don't know why my son hangs out with that Derek kid. He's always picking on him about being short. Just because he's well over 6 feet tall doesn't mean my son is short. Johnny's quite average, just like his father. That punk kid even had the nerve to tell me I had the biggest breasts in town at the pool the other day. Only, of course, he didn't call them breasts. I couldn't believe that he had the nerve, in front of all the other moms and their sons, to say that I had, well, giant MILF knockers. Ugh, what a punk. I really should stop letting him come over here. Okay, what are you boys fighting about now? Is this about video games again? Oh my god! Sweetie! Why do you have your pants down? I don't care if Derek told you your penis was small. Just because some kid says you have a baby dick doesn't mean you have to prove him wrong. And, well, looking at you now, I mean, I can assure you it's perfectly average, sweetie. You're about the same size as your father. Stop it, Derek. Average does not mean small, and my husband doesn't have a baby dick, too. Yes, sweetie. 5.5 inches is a perfect size. You have nothing to worry about. I bet Derek's just saying all this because he's the one who's probably small. No, honey, it's all right. I know what type of boy Derek is. He probably has a little penis, and that's why he's always picking on you. He has to compensate for his shortcomings. Oh, really, Derek? How many inches? Yeah, right. One, I don't believe you. And two, even if you had a penis that was so grotesquely oversized as you claim, it would be of no use. That's way too big for a woman to enjoy. What are you doing? Stop unzipping your pants. No, I don't want to see your... Oh my fucking god. That is a huge fucking donkey dick. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my... What? Oh, I'm sorry, son, I just wasn't expecting all of that. No, Derek, this doesn't change anything. In fact, it only proves my point. That fat horse cock swinging between your legs is way too big. Look at it, son. I mean, the head alone is nearly as big as my fist. It's all right, son. I'm only touching this hot, beefy dick so I can show you that it's way too big. No woman would ever want something so enormous inside her. You should be the one making fun of Derek and this giant horse cock. I mean, look at this monster. It's as long as my forearm and just as thick. And it's not even hard. See what I'm talking about, Johnny? You would never want a cock this big. I bet I can't even fit it in my mouth. honey, stop whining. I'm only doing this to show you how terrible it would be to have a massive elephant cock like your friend here. Look, it's even getting bigger as I try to fit this obese dick inside my tiny little mouth. Oh, it's disgustingly big, Johnny. Your average-sized penis is so much better. Trust me. Johnny, all this thick, nasty pre-cum that your bully's monstrous prick is dripping all over me? Jesus Christ, it's like a faucet. Oh, my big tits are getting covered in your bully's hot, sticky cum. Oh, sorry, Johnny. Yes, I've known that Derek bullies you for a while, but now it's our time to get back at him and just show him how gross this massive bully cock truly is. Trust me on this one, Johnny. It's for the best. For moms with really big tits, huh, Derek? Or is it because of these enormous bloated balls that you've got swinging down there? Look, Johnny. Oh, his nasty, smelly nutsack covers my entire face. Oh, you probably have a gallon of hot young cum in these things, don't you? It's ready to explode out of your giant teenage cock and drench my pretty face. Oh, Johnny, I told you to stop your whining. I'm just trying to make my point clear to you. Having a massive pussy-wrecking machine for a cock, along with a pair of nuts that belong on a bull, that's not what women want. Who would want to clean up all that hot, sticky cum that these fat nuts produce? Not me. What's that, Derek? Ugh, You think I like your huge dick? Ugh, I most certainly do not. I mean, look at this thing. It's well over a foot of fat, meaty cock that's just throbbing with life. Your oversized dick isn't appealing to me at all. I'd much rather have a thin, little 5.5-inch penis like my husband's and son's. Ow! What the hell? Did you see that, Johnny? Oh, he just smacked me in the face with his hard cock and nearly knocked me out. Oh God, that thing must weigh like 10 pounds. No, Derek. No, your dick is way too big to tit fuck me. Even with my... Oh, what was it you called them the other day? Oh yeah, that's right. My giant milk knockers. Well, even though they're clearly the biggest boobs in the neighborhood, I still don't think I could give your nasty big horse cock a proper tit fuck. But you know what? I'll try it, just to show Johnny how much it must suck to have a fat horse cock like yours, Derek. Oh, God. These sports bras are such a pain sometimes. Oh, there we go. Oh, that's sweet, Derek. I do have some pretty awesome fun bags, don't I? Oh, stop it, Johnny. I already told you. I'm doing this to show you how much better it is to have an average penis like yours. You should be thanking me, baby. Okay, Derek. I've never tit-fucked anything so big before. I don't even know where to begin. Oh my. Wow, you're so strong. Oh, you just threw me like a doll onto Johnny's bed. I guess this is the perfect position. You can straddle my waist and slide that gigantic young cock between these big, soft MILF titties. I know all the boys like you like watching me run through the neighborhood with my big, fat tits bouncing all over the place. I bet you never thought you'd get to fuck them, huh? Oh, my sweet Jesus. Oh, do you see this, Johnny? His hot, throbbing horse cock goes from my belly button all the way up to my chin. Oh, we don't even need lube. His dickhead is leaking pre-cum like a faucet. That's it. Fuck these fat mommy boobs. Oh, God. Oh, my tits can't even smother his big, fat cock. Oh, Johnny, look, it's so big. Oh, it's jabbing into my chin every time he saws that huge flesh tube between my tits. Oh, all I have to do is look down and open my mouth. All the way in my throat. I can barely breathe. Average size load. Oh, yes, cover me in hot thick boy cum. Oh, yes. Yes, make a huge fucking mess of me. Right here on my son's bed. Oh, so we can show Johnny just how hard it is to clean up one of your giant loads. Oh, 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 yes. Oh, oh, holy fuck. Oh, look at all his hot... Stopped reading those stupid comic books anyways. Oh, God. So, there's a lesson to be learned here today, Johnny. Try as I might, I can't even lick all this hot, chunky jizz off my tits. Oh, and don't forget how his cock nearly choked me to death while he plowed that fat monster prick in between my huge fun bags. Having a giant pussy destroyer like your bully, it's just not practical, Johnny. You're so much better off with your average penis over there. Now, be a dear, Johnny, and go get some towels so I can clean up this mess. There's no way I can lick it all off. Besides, I need to take Derek and his fat, swinging donkey dick into my bedroom. Well, your father will be home soon, and he's always asking me if his penis is too small. Well, tonight's the night I show him that bigger isn't always better, and Derek here is gonna volunteer to help me with that. Aren't you, Derek? See, Johnny? Ah, your bully's good for something after all.